brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I was driving in to work this morning and listened to three different talk stations, one Austin, Dallas, San Antonio. Guess what all three of them were talking about? All three stations were talking about our article on the Drudge Report, Wall Street protesters call for re-election of Obama. But I had to listen to each station 3 or 4 minutes as they were reintroducing topics in my 35-minute drive in to hear them get to my story. As the main story they were talking about was Max Kaiser's interview with Roseanne Barr, where she said, behead bankers and the rich who won't give up their wealth and send them to re-education camps. If you make $100 million or more, of course, then it'll be $1 million. It'll be $100,000. My God. My God, communism. I mean, there's nothing worse. It's always Rothschild run, banker run. We're in deep trouble here. They're going to do it. They've spent all their time shutting America down, getting it in place, and the feds are going to blow stuff up and get conservatives to stand down and put up with the tyranny to fight Al-Qaeda, and then they'll get the left to run around, you know, burning stuff down, calling for higher taxes, and the bankers will get all the money. Let's go to some of your calls ahead of Kaiser joining us, and then I'll continue with phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, what do you think of all this?
Hey, Alex. I think it's a perfect opportunity for the InfoWar, We Are Change activists to spread the word because, look, we can use their own sound bites. I mean, we are the 99%. I think InfoWarriors, We Are Change cats, we're going to launch Expose the 1% and let's show up at these rallies, have signs that say the Federal Reserve, the Bilderberg Group, and not. Really, Alex, I wanted to call in because over here in San Antonio, We Are Change is a part, taken apart and organized in the Occupy SA event. And I know you know, Alex, you've seen our video where we've had the run-in with a local foundation-funded communist activist who called me a Hispanic, called me a coconut, a racist term meaning white on the outside and brown on, I mean, white. Brown on the outside, white on the inside. So I've
yeah, because you're not for communism. It's like somehow they've sold it that if you're for the free market, Second Amendment, you're an evil white racist, and everybody who's some other group has to love communism. I mean, it's ridiculous. Communism killed over 80 million Chinese conservatively.
It's funded by Wall Street. If they want to go there, you know what I'm saying? And but check it out.
So is this Matthew Medina?
Yes, sir. It is Matt Medina.
Hey, well, I'm glad you got in, buddy. So tell us, when are they having an Occupy? I know they're having their thing with the city council, Occupy Austin, coming up Thursday. We're going to have reporters there. I've got to get ready to go to Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, so I won't be there, but we're going to file a report on it with Darren McBreen and others down there Thursday. When is the Occupy Wall Street thing in San Antonio?
It's going to be this Thursday, starting off in Travis Park, and everything else after that's going to be on Twitter as far as marching to here, marching to where, and we're going to try to make it last. So Sunday, when you come down, Alex, and I plan on I'm working with the media of Occupy SA, and every meeting, 3 meetings so far, 80-plus people take stacks of InfoWar DVDs and those buttloads of InfoWars bumper stickers you have. I've been pasting them all over downtown. I still have a ton. I'm taking them to the Occupy SA meetings. People are like, oh, InfoWars.
All right, well, listen, you need to shoot video of this. Get it up. We'll put it on our nightly news. They're here on the show. I want you to be reporting for us. We've got your number, obviously, this week. So I was thinking about you. I meant to call you and others. It's run out of time. I'm simply pointing out we need to protest the Federal Reserve. This capitalism thing is evil. That's exactly what the monopoly banks want. And so, yes, that's what Rob Jacobson's finding. The mainstream media is showing the communist and making people think that this go after Wall Street thing is communist. Basically, I guess, to discredit it with the conservatives, but also then sell the left on wealth redistribution, which, of course, won't go to them. It'll go to the bankers. So Thursday, very exciting. Folks need to be at that. And I want to ask everybody this Sunday, 10 a.m., we're going to be at the Federal Reserve building there in San Antonio, Dallas, 6 o'clock Friday. So exciting, Matt. Everybody needs to get down there Thursday.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here is the Reason headline. Ralph Nader, Hearts Ron Paul, hails potential left libertarian alliance. They agreed in a meeting a few days ago that the end of the Wall Street movement should focus on ending the private Federal Reserve. So there, for all of you out there on the left, my issue is when I hear stuff like end capitalism, it's the problem, and I hear stuff like put people in re-education camps, cut the bankers' heads off. How about if you've committed a crime? How about if you've done something wrong? How about if you're the Federal Reserve and these top J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs selling derivatives to private, corporate, and government people? That's who we need to rebel against. Look at Europe. Look at the austerity moves. Cut the pension funds. Cut everything. Raise the taxes. Pay it in to the bankers for the derivatives that are impossible to pay back. Max Keiser, so many others predicted this. Now I'm seeing the mainstream media pretty much only focus on the communist or re-education camp element instead of talking about, hey, let's end the Federal Reserve. Hey, let's make Wall Street not get these bailouts. Let's let the market work. This isn't the market we've been seeing. Now, we've got somebody on here in short notice that we really appreciate coming on, and the clip, the full clip, is at maxkeiser.com. All over talk radio, all over TV, this clip, without even looking, three radio stations I was listening to this morning turned it on. They were talking about this. And then secondarily, our article dealing with the fact that the Occupy Wall Street group is basically now being hijacked by MoveOn.org and the Democratic Party itself, run by Wall Street along with the Republicans. Now, we've got the Republican leadership also calling for VAT and sales taxes to pay off our debt when it's not our debt. So they're part of it, too. You conservatives out there have got to see the talking points. They're attacking us from both ends. They got the general public, who's kind of, you know, poor liberal, who's not sophisticated enough to understand raising taxes on somebody making $125,000 a year is not getting the rich guys that are exempt. Like Warren Buffett, who comes out and says raise taxes, but not on him. It's a bait and switch. You got conservatives saying Wall Street's perfect, give them all the bailouts they want, pay more taxes to bail them out. It's criminal. You'll hear O'Reilly, Glenn Beck, all of them pushing it. Now, his interview with Roseanne Barr, which did get cut down, so I want to let him talk about the full import of it. She says, well, if you're making over $100 million a year, cap it at that. And then if you won't go along with that, go to a re-education camp. And if that doesn't work, off with your head. We played that clip earlier. But I want to cover that and then move on, because it happened on Max's show on RT, and then get to his view on where he sees this whole situation going. Max Keiser, good to have you on with us today.
Oh, Alex Jones, it is a pleasure to be with you once again. Although I must say, I was hoping that when you came out of break, you would play some of that Billy Idol music, because I love it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll come back into the next break with Rebel Yell for you. How does that sound?
Oh, that's awesome.
Or would you like White Wedding?
I'm kind of partial to White Wedding.
I think we've got that one. I know we've got Eyes Without a Face. We'll see what happens here. Now, Max, Roseanne Barr, I've seen her in some causes I agree with. I've seen the clips, shorter clips. I didn't have time to watch your whole interview with her. But I mean, is that out of context where she's saying cut people's heads off that make too much money?
No, because we're talking about, there's a couple of things going on here. And first of all, let me say about Roseanne Barr. I met her through Twitter. It turns out that we have some friends, very close friends that we have in common. So we ended up having got up to speed very quickly talking with each other. And I was talking to her about my ideas. And of course, the decapitation then went on in 1793 in France during the Reign of Terror. This is part of the pushback of that time against the bankers. And you saw the guillotine being raised in Tel Aviv recently as part of that 500,000-strong march against, what I call the global insurrection against banker occupation. I put all of these campaigns together, and I heard you yesterday, heard your show talking about the Fed and the Dallas Fed, and, we can talk about that as well. I see this all kind of merging into one thing. Roseanne is a warrior. The decapitation thing, the call for decapitation is what people had to resort to back in 1793 when the social contract was broken. In 1790, John Locke said, when the social contract is broken, the people must revolt. And the social contract is clearly broken. Nobody's doing anything about this overpopulation of bankers. And there needs to be some addressing of this. Now, where Roseanne and I, where she talks about capping income, which is not necessarily where I come from on this.
No, you've got to cap speculation and leave everybody else alone instead of bailing out the speculators and then letting them be unregulated but still backed up with our tax money.
Pulling back the speculators is what I've been talking about with you on your show, and you've been talking about it with your other guests on your show, and there are ways to do that. So Roseanne and I are meeting up here in Paris or at the Kilconomics Festival in Ireland next month, and we are hoping to launch a couple of campaigns, and I'm going to have a time to sit down with her face-to-face and really give her my view of how these things are working. But, I have to contrast her, though, Alex, with somebody like a Michael Moore. Because Michael Moore, when he says that capitalism is the problem, he clearly does not understand the problem. He clearly has no ability to dig down a little deeper than to make a very facile, shallow condemnation of a whole system of economics without really backing that up.
Well, yeah, let me just make a comment here. That's exactly what I said 2 hours ago. Roseanne Barr is a real person. She's frustrated. I understand that she believes she's coming from a good place, so I respect that. Even though I disagree with her some, but overall I see her frustration. With Moore, he's a guy that's made $200+ million. He knows what he's doing. He knows that this system we've got is a crony, insider, monopoly, game that's tilted and stilted against the general public. And that is the opposite of a free market, as you've said. So he knows. Roseanne doesn't. And that's why I look forward to trying to talk to her. And I appreciate you putting her in contact with us. We are talking to her because I want to try to really flesh this out with her. I'm not just here to fight with people. And I understand her frustration. But at the same time, is that where I get what you're saying? Michael Moore, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, Michael Moore is he's an illiterate when it comes to what capitalism is all about. His movie missed the mark by a mile. Since his movie Capitalism, A Love Story came out, there's been 5 or 6 movies, one called Meltdown, for example, which really are fantastic, and they really get into the problem, this rigged market capitalism version, this mutation of capitalism. You know, your associate there, Luke Rutowski, I think his name is, he did an interview with both Michael Moore and Peter Schiff asking about this very notion about the Federal Reserve System, and Michael Moore had nothing to say about the Federal Reserve System. So that shows that he hasn't given this much thought, whereas Peter Schiff, of course, has given it a great deal of thought and offered up, you know, some very good insights. I don't see eye to eye with him 100% either. But
yeah, but just to be clear, and that video is at Infowars.com, and we played clips of it earlier. I tend to disagree with you. I've met Michael Moore. He had his security guards assault me when I was doing nothing but standing on a street corner videotaping him. And I hit the guy back. You know, he hit me with his elbow. I rammed him full power and said, "You ready to get your head knocked in, pal? Don't you touch me." But the point here is that he's a hypocrite. He goes and confronts people all day, but then you want to just ask him a question. You know, he has goons assault you, and that's all in my film Martial Law. I mean, it's disgusting. And I know people that know Michael Moore behind the scenes. He knows what's going on, okay? Michael Moore, Max, knows that the big mega banks want a communism for the general public to steal our wealth and take it offshore.
Well, be that as it may, I listened to you yesterday, and you were talking about the Fed, and I think that was a very good, important broadcast that you did, and there's a lot there. There's a lot of meat on the bone there, because obviously the Occupy Wall Street, it came into being. It was a slow starting. Now it's spreading across the United States. Of course, it overlaps stuff that you're doing, and it overlaps stuff that's going on in countries around the world. But to me, it really is. You know, you've been saying now for a few years that there's a revolution coming. Now, it appears as though this is it. Now, it hasn't completely articulated itself to the point that it will pretty quickly. But I think now we're in the beginning of the middle of this, the beginning of the middle. You know, we're out of the talk phase. There's actually now a pushback. So
sure, for 5 years you predicted, Salente, many others we have. Now it's here. My point is, I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to be successful, trying to turn this into some communist thing. That's not going to work. People are going to figure out it's the mega bankers. It's the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, well, Michael Bloomberg came out and said yesterday that these protesters, they shouldn't be angry at the bankers. They should be helping the bankers. Obviously a load of codswallop. And the guy is in the pocket of the worst financial terrorist element in New York and in America. And it was embarrassing because I lived in New York for many years, and I consider myself to some degree a New Yorker. And to listen to Michael Bloomberg spew that nonsense was embarrassing for me. But, you know, people are beginning to realize that the central bank is the bank behind the banks, and they understand that this is where people – and I have a fantastic campaign. I just thought of it today. I wanted to tell you about it. It's a new campaign idea that could go big.
What's that?
At midnight, every night, people reach into their pocket, they pull out a dollar bill – and they rip it into confetti, and they throw it out the window, and they say, I'm not taking this anymore. In other words, rip up your dollar. It's worthless anyway. Let's not pretend that it's worth anything. That piece of paper in your pocket is worthless.
And that would be a big phenomenon because there would be dollar bill pieces everywhere. I want to hear where this is going with Max Keiser. Max, stay there. MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I do say that I am for the return of the guillotine, and that is for the worst of the worst of the guilty.
You're singing to the choir on this show. We've been advocating the guillotine for years now.
Oh, well, fantastic. We think alike in many ways. I first would allow the guilty bankers to pay, you know, the ability to pay back anything over $100 million personal wealth, because I believe in a maximum wage of $100 million. And if they're unable to live on that amount, then they should, you know, go to the re-education camps. And if that doesn't help, then be beheaded.
Now, we just recently saw the guillotine rolled out in a huge protest in Israel, 500,000 people in the streets. Basically, they are part of this global, what some call or I call the global insurrection against banker occupation. Has there been any communication between, let's say, the Tel Aviv, Wall Street, Athens, Cairo, Tunis? This is a global uprising. Do you see any of that global communication happening vis-a-vis Twitter and other sites or just in any way?
Yeah, Max, I agree with you. We just can't get enough Billy Idol. You know, by the way, a little bird who's, I guess the progeny of Billy Idol, says, Daddy's a fan. We like Billy to come on the show because Alex is a fan and so is Max. But side issue, Kaiser, continuing here. Come on. You know that the neocons are going to use that now. Her talking about re-education camps and stuff. I mean, this is one of the biggest news stories in the country right now.
Right. Well, I break it down into two parts. The guillotine part is, as I said, you're second to the choir. Now, you know, when somebody like Hank Paulson or when Tim Geithner comes to Europe, as he did last week, and said, you need to load a bazooka with 3 trillion euros to fire at your banks, we have to be able to say, well, we've got a guillotine waiting for you. In other words, that's our only recourse. Historically, that's what we have. I mean, hopefully we don't have to use it, but it would be stupid to say that we're not going to use it or we don't have them to use, because historically that's what happens when the bankers take over and they confiscate all the people's wealth. The people say, you know what? I don't think we need any more bankers.
I got it. And then they try to stick communism on us while the bankers sit offshore laughing and make a deal like communist China for the new totally enslaved people. And we've
then you get to the re-education camp part. I mean, it's a scary thought. I think Roseanne is, you know, I don't want to put words into her mouth. You're going to talk to her directly, but it's a scary thing to say. And I think that was meant to be a scary thing to say. But I tell you what's really scary for bankers is when they see somebody rip up a dollar bill or a euro or some fiat money, it's like showing a crucifix to Dracula.
Yeah, let's get into that. So you're saying target the symbol of their fiat slave system, and this will start getting news. If there's just torn up dollar bills everywhere, people will start saying, what is this? You could call it in as a news tip and say, there's a bunch of torn up $1 bills out here. What is it? Then they'll. That's a good stunt.
It's totally anonymous. You rip up $3 or $4 bills. You create lots of confetti. And you let the wind blow it around the street, blow it around your neighborhood. People see all this money blowing in the wind. And it's because, first of all, when bankers see that, it scares the hell out of them. Because if somebody's willing to rip up a dollar, it means they have lost their power over you. That's the chain that keeps you enslaved, is that paper dollar. If you rip that dollar, you're free. And this is what scares bankers like nothing else. You won't believe the outrage that will happen if they start to see torn up dollar bill confetti and euro confetti and yen confetti all over the world from people who said, you know, I've had it with this nonsense. And this is a
And while you're at it, you can stamp Infowars.com on it. That'll really enrage them. Now, expanding on this, Max, what about my idea to go directly to the Federal Reserve banks and the same central banks in Europe, same people own them, as you know, and actually protest them? And I'm going to be visiting them. I'm asking folks to occupy, to stay there on the street, to set up tents, to move in either on the property or nearby it. And I think the Federal Reserve is going to kiss your hind end, because when I've been there, they're totally scared and they don't try to push us around, except for the case of Aaron and them up at the Kansas City one. Then there were only two people, because they don't want to have arrests to give it attention. They want it to stay very, very quiet. There's a bunch of hippies running around calling for the second coming of Mao Zedong and Stalin and you know, everybody mixed together. Then they're happy to give it attention. But when we're actually protesting the King Daddy, they get scared. What do you think of that?
Well, you're at the tip of the spear, as you like to say. Now, Wall Street is not the tip of the spear. The Federal Reserve Bank is. We've got Occupy Wall Street has gone global, and that is going to lead toward Occupy the Federal Reserve. So it makes sense that you would take it to the next level. You go to the Reserve Bank, and now you've got your part with this global movement of hundreds of thousands of people around the world.
So I see you're saying, don't get in a fight with it. Don't let Soros and people co-opt it. We just take over with the truth in the Fed. We take over Occupy Wall Street, and that would be it.
You can't lose because you're going into the heart of the Death Star, so you can't lose. You're on the right path.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Got nothing better to do. Yes, the one, the only, Dave Mustaine. That's the one guy whose music, when I listen to it, then replays in my head. Gotta get him back on the show. Say hi to Dave and his wife listening. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's just stop right there and get focused and get serious. Webster Tarpley, who last Wednesday on my show, I already knew this, but I was hoping it wouldn't get totally co-opted. Now Obama has said they're fully co-opting it, moveon.org. They're going to try to come in and take it over. Tarpley's going to pop in a minute. But the good news is I've got reporters in San Antonio. I've got reporters in New York right now, Rob Jacobson. I got reporters in Austin. They say it's people that really know that Wall Street's corrupt and getting our tax money So the good news is, Max Kaiser, before we go to Tarpley, is that the system's trying to co-opt this, and it's not working, in my opinion.
No, the system's it's failing because the misery is so high. The austerity's kicking in. The economy is crashing, and people are just realizing that there's no point in hoping for something better to come along. They have to act now. You know, you're not too far from the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. It's one of the biggest Federal Reserve banks. You know, you could get enough people to create a circle entirely around the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and say, the head of this bank, come out with your hands up.
You know, that's a great idea. We're going to be up there. I can get up there by 5:30 or 6. I'm going to leave here at 1, so I can be there easily by 5. We're going to officially say it kicks off at 6 to dark, which is about 7:30 or so, Friday night. Then I'm going to drive down to Houston, high noon, then to San Antonio, 10 a.m. to noon the next day. But I'm asking people, and we're about to get a press release out today. Aaron Dykes is in there writing it. I'm asking people, do it whenever you want, or if it's 5 of you or 100 of you, get your groups together. Get your In the Fed, the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty. Let's go. Don't let them just blame capitalism and anybody that's on the stock market as some enemy that's got to, you know, go to the re-education camp. Let's actually go after the banksters here.
Yeah, remember Waco, man. You know, this is when this all got started. The U.S. attacked its own citizens. Now they're popping their own citizens overseas, assassinating them without any due process. So the Civil War, you know, what started in Waco is now outright civil war. The Dallas Fed just circle the entire institution with a human chain and don't break the circle and just stay there until the head comes out with his hands up. You're under arrest.
Well, Max, let's have you choose the location. And this can be done by others, other parts of the country. I'll get behind it. I'll promote it. If people get us the information, this isn't, you know, get orders from headquarters. It's go to the sound of the info guns, as Paul Revere would say. But I think, again, I'm going to be showing up and speaking at Fed locations and promoting it. And if it gets big enough down the road, I would come and maybe stay for a week or so and do my broadcast there, because we've got to identify them as the real threat. They're hoping we're just going to show up for a few hours, leave. But if we stay there and occupy, should it be the Dallas Fed? Should it be the Houston Fed or the San Antonio Fed? I mean, I'm kind of thinking we've got a big activist group in San Antonio, but we've got a lot of listeners in Dallas as well. We've got like 3 affiliates in that general area of Northeast Texas, several affiliates right there in DFW, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I'm thinking, why not go ahead and just call for people from Friday night through the next Friday to occupy the area around the Dallas Federal Reserve and really bring real attention on these people, Max?
Well, why don't you put it to Twitter and ask, you know, whenever you get the biggest response, do that. You know, I'm all about what to make it as easy as possible, because I just want to win. So you put it on Twitter. You say, here's the 3 locations. See what the Twitter people are willing to do. Whatever the biggest response is, do that.
By the way, I'm going to have Kurt Nemos out today, but I think Aaron knows how to put up an InfoWars poll. We could ask Dallas, San Antonio, or Houston. And again, I would say New York, but we had listeners and we promoted it who had demonstrations. One time the guy just put it out on his Twitter. Nobody showed up, and they had like 50 something cops ringing the Federal Reserve in New York. That's obviously the most important. But there you kind of get overshadowed.
Texas is ripe for this because of the history, as we just talked about it a minute ago.
That's what I'm saying. Hundreds showed up at the next one I promoted with only a day's notice for New York. So I'm saying, I mean, my gut tells me San Antonio, Dallas, Houston. How about activists just occupy them all? Ha-ha!
Because it's not efficient, Alex. I mean, if there's one thing I'm trying to bring to your show, it's be efficient. Bring economies of scale. Just be as efficient as possible, because you're dealing with an enemy that has an unlimited credit line that they pay nothing for, and they print trillions of dollars. Therefore, we must be as smart and as efficient as possible.
Okay, I agree with you. But some people can't travel. It's a big state. Now, I'm gonna get Tarpley's take on this when you leave us, but what are our lists of demands? You know, obviously, we're told it's the Warren Buffett plan of raise taxes on the middle class, pay it in austerity money to foreign banks. That's not the hippie, useful idiot plan we're going with. What are the demands? Say no to the derivatives bubble. Claw back the 16.5 plus 16.6 trillion. Cut the defense budget by 50%. pull our troops out of all foreign military bases. I mean, what do we demand to get our country back on a national bond to build maglev trains, light pebble reactors that don't have these safety problems, giant highway projects? What do we do?
There's only one demand. There's only one choice: regime change. You pick somebody, maybe the head of the Dallas Fed, and you're not leaving until they resign. That's the demand. And it's got to happen, and you got to score a win. It worked in Cairo. It worked in Tunis. It works whenever there's a revolution. Whoever's at the head, they have to leave. A regime change. We want that guy out, and we're not leaving until he leaves. This way, everybody knows that they have to stay until that guy leaves. So it's very, very simple. That guy must leave.
Well, I want the abolishment of the Federal Reserve System and to go back to the Congress.
You can't win that. You can't win that with a protest like this, because you're going
to
end up...
So you're saying we need a symbolic victory to begin more victories.
It's not symbolic. It's a real victory. Nobody wants to give up their cushy Federal Reserve job. You know,
okay, so we say we're going to occupy Federal Reserve areas around the country until Ben Bernanke is indicted or resigns.
Well, again, in my opinion, the one that would work and get traction and have an effect that really is workable is you pick a chair of one of these Fed institutions, like maybe Dallas. We know that Jamie Dimon is both on the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He's one of the board members. Plus, he's also the CEO of J.P. Morgan. But okay, you're not going to go to New York. You're going to be in Texas. And I have a feeling that you're going to get great response in Texas. So of those three Federal Reserve banks you have listed, pick one that the people are there and willing to do. Find out who runs it. Then go there, circle it, and say, we're not leaving.
No, I agree with you. I'll tell you, another really powerful branch is the Kansas City. And we have the footage of Aaron and Rob Jacobson being a half mile away. And they come off, security guards with guns, and say, leave. And they say no, and they start, you know, putting the hands on the guns. So my guys left to not cause problems. But and then meanwhile, Herman Cain, who used to be the head of that, says, oh, just go say hi to them. Give them a call. They're friendly. Look, folks, don't be intimidated by them. We need to have demonstrations at all Federal Reserves and to call the media before you go, days before. But I'm coming 6 o'clock p.m. No excuses to that Dallas Fed. And then I'm going to go to its big Houston branch and then the San Antonio branch. On Sunday, it's all going up to press release in the next few hours at InfoWars.com. Max Keiser, thank you so much for spending time with us. We look forward to speaking to you soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, great having him on. You know, I said I'd take calls, and then I've got the nightly news coming up tonight, and I've got my whole Border Patrol run in. We've now learned it was over 100 miles inside the U.S. It was illegal. They're not supposed to have these, but 100 miles. Now it's over 100. That's coming up tonight. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, that supports the show. We're going to Tarpley here in a moment. I also want to get to more of your calls. I've taken a few of them. I want to just add here that we are listener-supported. When you buy the T-shirts, the End the Fed T-shirts, we're putting those on super sale right now, so you can have the right gear up there this weekend, wherever you're at. We ship the stuff out within a day, so get your orders in today for the End the Fed T-shirts, Ron Paul T-shirts, you name it. Also, I've done a lot of research for years into the very best gravity-fed filters out there, and ProPure, big water filtration system, is the best. And we've got them discounted even more than the manufacturer, who, by the way, is a patriot, and I'm planning to get on the show. They've got stainless steel spigots instead of the leaky plastic ones. Now they've got the little stainless steel thing where you could tell how full it is without looking inside of it. Now they've got the fluoride-free filter advanced systems. Believe me, folks, this blows away any gravity-fed filter I've ever seen, because you notice I haven't been selling these for years. I wanted to find the best, and this is it. And I'm so glad that we're carrying ProPure, available at InfoWars.com today. Just go look at everything it takes out to non-detectable levels. Absolutely amazing. Just click on the shopping cart link at InfoWars.com or the banners, and also all the books, the videos, the materials, because just because you're awake doesn't mean your friends and family are awake yet. And also, your purchase of the books, the videos, all of it makes this transmission possible. You notice I pledge to you that I'm going to turn up the heat in my fight against the globalists. I'm going to the streets, and I have always looked for other people to be leaders. I just try to put out the info. But as the way history turns, it's been demanded that I be a leader, and so I am into the fray. Cry havoc and turn loose the dogs of the info war. I am on. I'm going to be speaking across the U.S. I'm going to be driving across the U.S. I'm going to be facing the Federal Reserve down. I am not going to let the bankers bring in a bunch of phony collectivists to sell austerity with a bunch of commies dancing around. It's not even communism. It's banker-induced fraud. And a man who, I keep saying this guest predicted, that guest predicted, tarply in the Obama deception 3 years ago, total precision, that Libya would be invaded, AFRICOM, Obama, total war, banker bailouts, takeovers, austerity, imploding Europe, into the euro, new global superbank, because he's reading their own documents. He is a scholar. A cogitor who pores over the text of the globalist, a doctor of history, an economist, a best-selling author, an accomplished man who really is a great addition to our cadre against tyranny. And I'm here to tell you that he last Wednesday spurred me, because I've been sitting there for about a week and a half. Though I know there's George Soros people here, and I know they've got this big push of the 1% by the big oligarchs to then tax with VAT and sales tax, and they've got all the neocon hosts promoting it as well to pay what we quote owe. It'll just put the country into cardiac arrest. We don't owe this. They got Beck promoting the VAT taxes and the sales taxes. O'Reilly, the list goes on and on. Hannity, all of them. Herman Cain, Neil Snorts, Warts, all of them. Just cold-bloodedly in there hitting us hard. And tarply exposed it. But now the Democratic Party admits they're running it, all of it. But I've got reporters all over the country. They say the people there actually are aware of the New World Order, the oligarchs. They don't want the bailouts. They understand what's happening. But the media, Webster, the dominant corporate whore media that's starting to die but still hanging on, still able to put a hoax out. Tarply, as you know, they're only giving attention to weird foundation fake collectivoid creatures. What's going on here in the grand stratagem? Because they are saying this is the revolution. Well, if it's a George Soros color revolution, I'm not going to be part of it.
Quite right, Alex. What we're seeing is the dynamic of the mass strike, a sociological process that we've been aware of for 100, 150 years. It simply means that under conditions of economic breakdown and severe depression, which is what we now have, there will be forms of mass resistance. And we saw this in the Tea Party, in a certain form at the beginning. It was a kind of a spontaneous protest against the horrors of Obamaism. We've seen it again now in a much more advanced form in Wisconsin back in February, in Ohio, and some degree in Michigan also, but mainly the Wisconsin general strike at the level of a state against this fascist governor and his union-busting plan. But now we're seeing it on an even broader level. Of course, we've seen it overseas. We can talk about some of these models in just a minute. The problem with the mass strike, though, is it doesn't solve anything. It's an opportunity, but it's not a solution. And the question then is always, who will provide program, leadership, organization? Who will give this a direction? Who will propose the measures that are needed? Because unfortunately, after being stupefied for a number of decades, people themselves are not able to come up with.
And by the way, it's now admitted Soros gave $5 million. He's running the co-opting of the entire deal. And his answer is raise the middle class and poor people's taxes to pay it all in banker bailouts to Warren Buffett. I mean, it's classic.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, he wants to take control of it. If you look at the Tea Party, what happened to the Tea Party was the Koch brothers moved in, the Freedom Works moved in, Heartland Institute moved in, a whole bunch of these right-wing reactionary think tanks moved in, and they domesticated the Tea Party till it became the right wing of the Republican election campaign. Similarly, today, when we look at, there are two things going on, right? One is Occupy Wall Street in New York. There's going to be one here in Washington called October 2011.
No. The mainstream media got behind it. It's everywhere. It's Austin. It's Dallas. It's San Antonio.
People that are actually behind this, because these things present themselves as leaderless groups, but unfortunately they're not. In New York, the substructure of this is essentially the Soros Group of Foundations, the SEIU, and ACORN. So that's the left wing of the Obama campaign. Here in Washington, D.C., we have David Swanson and Kevin Zeese. These are two bitter enemies of 9/11 truth, left over from the effort by the foundations to keep the 9/11 movement and the peace movement separate in previous years. So there's a very heavy degree of misleadership. Plus, there are just a lot of left liberal mushheads running around, people who are trying to promote themselves. You see Michael Moore moving in. Now, a couple of things about what your previous guest was saying. The program is what counts, but the program of saying down with, you know, Mr. X, down with some person, this is absolutely futile and pointless, and I'm really sorry.
We need to say abolish the Fed, restore free credit of the government to the population to turbocharge, and we're out of the depression.
Well, I would think this is a complex society, so you need something more than that. But again, let's look, just because people constantly cite, you know, this Arab Spring. Egypt is a failure. They got rid of Mubarak, but they're worse off now than they were. Tunis is also a failure because they got rid of Ben Ali, and now they
have. Well, that's the thing. It's confirmed that the West knew there was about to be a rebellion because of commodity prices.
Yeah.
So they just came in and triggered it. Same thing's happening here.
Yeah. At Greece, you look at Greece. In Greece, they've had 12 general strikes. They can't even get rid of Papandreou, the main IMF and NATO agent. And Spain, this is the most pathetic. Spain, we have the Indignados. So they go into the square in Madrid and they stay there. They got absolutely nothing. They couldn't even get rid of Zapatero. They couldn't. They accomplished absolute zero. But the Indignados are the ones that the kids in New York say that they're imitating. And what they're imitating is this process of general assemblies, this groupthink, where they say, oh, we do everything by consensus. This is a straitjacket, which means they never do anything. They deliberate for 2 hours about what to order for lunch, but they're totally incapable of putting forward a single programmatic demand.
Well, no. They put you into the process itself led by saboteurs. The CIA, as you know, Webster, wrote handbooks on this.
Exactly. And I would also point to the Albert Einstein Institute and Gene Sharp of Cambridge, Massachusetts, who have also...
Well, here's the deal, Webster. I want to have you on the nightly news tonight, if you can do it, so you can really put all this forward. I'm going to give you the floor for a few more minutes here, but obviously we need to do a Skype interview.
Certainly. Glad to do it. Anytime.
Because I want you to be able to show the article, show the faces... send us any quick email of any faces or articles you want us to show. We got to turn it around pretty quick to get the stuff together for the interview tonight, 7 o'clock. Listen, what do you think of my idea? And I mean, we're launching it to go and demonstrate directly at the Federal Reserve, directly at the oligarch command base.
I think it's a fine idea, and I applaud the idea that you want to get your followers, get your audience mobilized, because I'm trying to do that on my own radio show, World Crisis Radio, because it's the time now to intervene in these things. But intervene means you go in with a sense of program and orientation that a lot of these people don't have. I would propose a couple of points, right? You look at the students, because these are mostly recent college students. I get the impression the people in New York are... they're so young that they were not around to be duped by Obama, or they just caught on with the tail end of Obamaism. One of the things that brings them together is they're all crushed by student loan debt. They have 50, 75, 100, 150,000 of student loan debt at very high interest rates. Now, this is going to crush the future of the United States. So one very obvious demand that I would lead with in terms of intervening in Wall Street and similar groups there: a full amnesty on student loan debt. This is about $1 trillion. Some of it's insured by the government, by Sally Mae, but some of it's not. I think.
Well, by the way, I don't want to hear this is socialism or something, because here's the deal. We gave $16.6 trillion to foreign banks and then some, and then the conservatives always tell me how great this is. My point is they destroyed our economy. Like Ron Paul has said, you can't get rid of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid right away. You've got to phase it into new systems. The globalists want to just cut everything off now and then pile all their fake debt on us. That's like shooting a person in cardiac arrest 8 times in the head with a shotgun. We've got to jumpstart things now.
Yeah, so again, the twin demands that I think would be a leading edge of this is for the people in the Wall Street demonstration that you see, student loan amnesty. Freeze it. You can cancel it. You can freeze it. You can freeze it for 5 or 10 years or for the duration of the world economic depression, whichever lasts longer, and make that into a political question later on. But this is crazy what's being done. There used to be the National Defense Education Act. You could go to college without coming out with this crushing burden. If you want to know how to pay for these things, it's the Wall Street sales tax. It's the 1% tax on Wall Street sales and turnover, especially derivatives. There's buying and selling 3.3 quadrillion of derivatives per year. That's the turnover. There's 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives in existence at any given time, but they're constantly buying and selling them. So basically every every derivative turns over at least one time per year. A 1% tax on that, well, if you do the arithmetic, you get into trillions of dollars of income for the federal government. Another thing for the idea, when you talk to a group of these students, you got to say, look, you got to bring in new groups. You can't just be a student rebellion. That has no hope. You got to bring in the broad middle class. What's their problem? Fraud closures, foreclosures. We know that Bank of America has robo-cops, robo-judges, robo-signers, and robo-foreclosures. They're stealing the homes of people who never had a
mortgage. Well, Webster, we've got to end it here, but you're back on tonight for about 10, 15 minutes. I'll give you the floor then to A, go over who's behind the fake revolution, and then B, your ideas for solutions. But absolutely, there are occupations going on at Bank of America who does steal homes, and the media is giving it almost no attention. Again, notice they're giving mushhead communist attention to then scare mainline Americans away to run to Wall Street. Well, my gosh, I don't like Wall Street, but if commies are coming, I better join with the bankers. And meanwhile, the bankers are the ones funding the people to make the stupid communist statements.
Right, and you can see also one of the leading figures of the thing that's going to come together here in Washington on Thursday, and they claim they're going to go on, you know, open-ended too, Van Jones. Van Jones was a czar in the Obama White House, right? This is the guy who he signed some 9/11 document, right, at some point in his life, and they had, you know, they...
You know that was a Cass Sunstein setup, too. I've looked at that. That whole thing was a setup.
But it couldn't be clearer. The Obama reelection strategy presupposes a left-wing version of the Tea Party, where you get a bunch of people out protesting, you co-opt them, you round them up, you keep them vague, you keep them impotent, you keep them disorganized, and then you basically say, well, they're out there demanding freedom and equality and justice, and that's Obama in 2012. That's what they will
be saying. We're out of time. Tonight, 7 o'clock.
I'll be there.
InfoWars Nightly News. Well, let me put you on hold so Jaron can... And so Duke can line up exactly when we're going to do that interview. I might do it live, but you'll probably want to do it taped. So, because I want to just lay out exactly what's behind it, what their strategy is. This is the birth of the left-leaning Tea Party that calls for communism to steal the money from old ladies and freeze colas and Social Security and pay it to George Soros. So that's all coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. Look, I never even got to this article today. Can you document Cam Shot this? This is the type of treason I'm talking about, folks. Daily Mail. Cameron defies EU referendum push and insists, I think we should stay in. England has been put in this, never being allowed to vote. And now the euro is saying they'll pay unlimited trillions to foreign banks. It's an economic dictatorship. And this demon, David Cameron, will not let the Brits even have a vote. You know why? Because it's 80%+ in every poll, 87, 82, depending on the poll. It's in the 80s. I mean, this is dictatorship. And he's like, I'm a traitor. I'm handing England over to this. Same thing's happening in Europe. They don't even say it's for the poor people there or communism. They say, we're going to have total implosion of everything if you don't pay everything you got to the bankers. And the military's standing by to knock your teeth out. And democracy in Germany's bad. On and on and on. This is what you're hearing. The bankers think you're idiots, man. Wake up to them. Now I'm going to do 5 minutes into overdrive. We got a minute left here. Gold has exploded up. Silver is up as well. We told you the heap raising the margin on gold so you can't speculate. That's good. As Ted said a week and a half ago when this started, this only knocks out speculators where they can't do this anymore. We want gold to be in a real market. Ted Anderson, tell folks briefly what's happening. I got 1 minute here before the show ends. And tell them the specials and the toll-free number to call and take advantage of the low prices before it goes back to its old high.
Well, right now, I mean, obviously the players are gone that were speculating. Right now, one of the really good things we have is the Campaign for Liberty proof is at 484. That'll be jumping up closer to 500 again. The silver dollar deal for $73 delivered with the two videos, or the video in the book. You know, there's just a lot of things that are going on. I mean, gold hit a high today of 1665.70. Silver hit a high today of 3147. It's coming back without the speculators.
800-686-2237. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.